This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, March 8th. God's word for you today is Promised Turn. Our scripture reading is taken from Joshua 21, verse 45, which says, "Not a single one of all the promises the Lord had given to the family of Israel was left unfulfilled. Everything he had spoken came true." In this season, in addition to experiencing a turnaround from darkness to light, from the prison to the palace, from sorrow to joy, from penury to plenty, and from having a career to having a call, expect a turnaround from barrenness to fruitfulness. 2 Kings 4 verse 11 says, "One day, Elisha returned to Shunem, and he went up to this upper room to rest." This upper room was set up by this woman that was apparently barren. 2 Kings 4 verse 12 to 14 says, "He said to his servant Gehazi, 'Tell the woman from Shunem, I want to speak to her.' When she appeared, Elisha said to Gehazi, 'Tell her, we appreciate the kind concern you have shown us. What can we do for you? Can we put in a good word for you to the king or to the commander of the army?' 'No,' she replied, 'my family takes good care of me.' Later, Elisha asked Gehazi, 'What can we do for her?' 'I pray in the name of Jesus that you will get to a place in God that God will be asking, 'What can I do for this girl or boy?' It is God that will be asking." Huge. 2 Kings 4 verse 14 says, "Gehazi replied, 'She doesn't have a son and her husband is an old man.'" You know what that means? When they say the husband is an old man, it means there is no action in their marriage anymore. 2 Kings 4 verse 15 says, "Call her back again," Elisha told him. When the woman returned, Elisha said to her as she stood in the doorway, "This woman had respect. She did not just come to Elisha's room, even though she was the one that built the room for Elisha. Yet, when she came, she stood at the doorway." Unbelievable honor. 2 Kings 4 verse 16 says, "Next year, at this time, you will be holding a son in your arms. The declaration God will make in your life that you will not have to ask for permission will begin to happen today in the name of Jesus." 2 Kings 4 verse 16 says, "No, my Lord," she cried. "Oh, man of God, don't deceive me and get my hopes up like that." Why did she react like this? She knew the condition of her body, and her husband had probably not been intimate with her for a while. This was really sensitive for the woman. She had probably cried and cried for years, month after month after month. And every time she sees a period, she would weep. Yet, the Bible says in 2 Kings 4 verse 17, "But sure enough, the woman soon became pregnant, and at that time the following year, she had a son, just as Elisha had said." In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everyone desiring God for a baby, by this time next year, you will have a son, and so shall it be. I believe that God is saying to someone reading this today, if you will receive it, that prayer point that you have abandoned, even when you think about it, your heart skips. You have made up your mind to serve God, even if God does not answer it. God is saying to you that He will answer it. You can go and write today's date down. That change is going to happen. That prayer is going to be answered, even if you're saying, "Pastor, do not get my hopes up." Too late. Let us pray. Father, none of your good promises to me will be left unfulfilled in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.